Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Marty Craner in North Pole, Alaska.
The North Pole, Alaska? Or North Pole? You didn't say the. It's like North Pole, Alaska.
North Pole, Alaska is the town.
Now, is your town called North Pole because it has some Christmas thing, or is it actually near the North Pole?
No, it's not near the North Pole, but we do advertise that it's Christmas all year.
Oh, that's exciting. That would drive an average person insane, I think, to have Christmas every day.
Well, so will the candy cane painted light pole.
Right. Well, welcome to our show, Marty. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Marty's topic?
Cursed technology. You were supposed to make me happy.
We humans love our gadgets, our MP3 players, our smartphones, our robot girlfriends. But sometimes these devices can be your undoing. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about people whose gadgets got the best of them. Choose the true story and you will win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am.
First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Smartphones and their endless applications have changed the way people live, work, and play. And they will make us dumber than a box of rocks. At least according to Dr. Jonathan Wolfman in this month's Psychiatry Today. Using a case study of his patient David Blistein, whose real name was withheld, but we Googled it, Dr. Wolfman argues for the recognition of a new mental disorder he's calling Apsberger's syndrome. Sufferers of Apsberger's are inclined to download and install compulsive amounts of applications and information to accomplish tasks they can already do themselves or live without entirely. Quote, he uses his GPS to drive home to a house he's lived in for 12 years. He'd rather read a movie review on Flixster than actually see the movie. His wife left him after not making direct eye contact with him for 14 months. The smarter his phone got, the worse his life became. The only way to treat Apsberger's, according to Dr. Wolfman, is with learned behavior therapy. Fortunately, there's an app for that.
A psychiatrist discovers the first known case of Apsberger syndrome. Your next story of someone regretting all the technology in their lives comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Pity poor Darren from Winnipeg. He had a great life, happy, in love, until he got a new cell phone. He thought it was just a phone, but then his girlfriend got hold of it and saw its text messages. Booty call? Where you at? Be there soon. Hell hath no fury like a girlfriend with evidence. Poor Darren swore he'd never cheat, never even knew he could text on that phone. The next day, the guys at the phone store laughed at poor Darren until they found that all of those models of phone had the same preloaded text messages. Too late for poor Darren, whose girlfriend threw him out.
Preloaded text messages destroys the relationship of a man in Winnipeg. And your last story of a gadget problem comes from Paula Poundstone.
For most of his life, Reverend Shepherd Peyton relied on his faith in the Lord and his small Bible that he carried in his breast pocket. He was a devoted Methodist minister in Rochester, Missouri. He was an avid outdoorsman and a beloved husband, father. And in the last decade, he discovered and embraced technology with a passion. He Facebooked with his youth ministry. He taught computer skills to the senior members of his congregation. He bet online about the exact day and time of Armageddon, and it was good. He even recently replaced the Bible in his breast pocket with a pocket-sized Kindle. So it was a good thing his faith in the Lord never wavered, because on his very next hunting trip, his excitable golden retriever leaped on his rifle, shooting a hole right through his Kindle and out his back. When he tried to call for help on his iPhone, he couldn't get reception. But some kindly fellow hunters rushed to his aid, and he says now what he last remembers is one leaning over him saying, "Where the hell's your pocket Bible? That would have stopped the bullet clean."
All right, here are your choices. From Tom Baudet, a guy who became so reliant on the apps in his phone that he became the symbol of a new disease, Asperger syndrome. From Kiri O'Connor, the story of a man whose relationship was destroyed because of some sample text messages that came with his phone. Or from Paula Poundstone, a minister who suffered when he replaced his thick pocket Bible with a thin Amazon Kindle. Which of these is the real story of technology getting somebody in trouble?
Oh, dear. I think I'm going to have to go with Tom.
So you're going to choose Tom's story?
Yes.
Well, we actually spoke to a reporter who had alerted the world to this real incident.
She discovered a number of messages saying some pretty saucy things. But the thing is, these were actually messages that apparently came preloaded on all Virgin Mobile phones.
That was Melissa Martin, who reported on Darren P.'s troubles with technology for the Winnipeg Free Press. I'm so sorry, Marty, but as you now know, Kiri had the real answer, the story about the sabotaged text messages. You didn't win, but you did earn a point for Tom and Marty. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.